Up next on Tapestry, we're off to Cattaraugus County in the area in and around Olean, New York. We'll learn all about entrepreneurial innovation at St. Bonaventure University.
Well, I think that our philosophy at Bonaventure is very much one of getting out there and working with people. Our students should be out there adding value to people's lives.
We'll sip a cup of Bonnie's Blend at Rocket Cup Coffee with Tom Cullen, who operates his businesses with the idea of giving back.
The mission is to revitalize communities across the world. How we're going to do that is through coffee.
We hear Olean is home to some of the most creative and gigantic squirrels. How many could we find on our visit?
The first squirrel was unveiled in 2007, and since then there have been 34 created.
That's all coming up on Tapestry right after this. Welcome to Tapestry. In the quiet corners of Cattaraugus County lies something special, a community full of promise, a university full of ideas, and people like Tom Cullen working to connect the two. As director of the Entrepreneurship Center at St. Bonaventure University, Tom brings his experience home after honing his entrepreneurial spirit elsewhere to help Olean grow and thrive.
So Tom, you're a St. Bonnie's grad.
I am.
Wow.
I am. I graduated in 2000.
Okay.
Actually, my grandfather was the Dean of Arts and Sciences here at St. Bonaventure.
So you got that whole legacy thing going
on.
Yeah,
he had 11 kids. They all went here, and by the time I graduated, I think I was the 28th person to go here.
28th?
Yeah, it's crazy. I was inspired by a professor here, and I moved to Chicago. I was a trader on the floor of the options exchange. I was a runner. You start as a clerk or runner early on, and then I became a trader, and I traded on the floor for about 5 years. And it's, I think, 100 people in a pit, yelling, screaming, hand signals, all those kind of things. But then pretty quickly, I was there when technology sort of took over. Mm-hmm. And by the time that I finished on the floor, we went from 100 people in a pit to about 10 and huge monitors where we're trading electronically with each other in the pit.
How did you go from the floor in Chicago to saying, you know, I'm going to try Olean again?
Sure. Well, the real answer is one day I lost $750,000 in one day. And the reason is because my program failed. And essentially, I was buying a lot and electronically, and the market was going down, and I couldn't stop it. There was something wrong with my program, and I didn't understand why. So we, pulled ourselves up, and actually within 2 or 3 days we had made twice that much, and it was very volatile, and that's the fun part about trading. But it also drove me to decide to learn how to program. And I spent the next year doing exactly that. But I ended up selling my trading firm and starting a company that built web and mobile applications, and initially specifically in the finance and trading area. Then we went into healthcare, cancer research, things like that. I was able to sell that company in 2018. And when I did that, I moved back to my hometown of Cattaraugus. And right here in Cattaraugus County. Once I moved back, I was in contact with the entrepreneurship professor here at Bonaventure, Dr. Todd Palmer, and he had me come to one of his classes. And in this class, the students were pitching their projects, and a group of us said, hey, we should invest in these companies and these students.
Like for real?
For real. And somebody finally raised their hand and said, this is their project. As soon as we give them a grade from this pitch, it's going to be over. And that's when we said, it shouldn't be over. Mm-hmm. And the people in the room got together, and we started the Entrepreneurship Center. Helping the students is the best thing that I get to do every day. They come in, they're eager, they want to learn, they're excited about what they're working on. Yeah. I'd love you to meet Dr. Todd Palmer. He's a legend here at St. Bonaventure, And he's legendary. And everybody knows who this guy is. He's one of the loudest people on campus. He laughs the hardest, but he drives students harder than anybody else to do their best work.
Dr. Palmer, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Well, as a living legend, I'm more than happy to be here.
Talk to me about the connection that you're trying to make between university experience before they're ever really getting into what we call the world of work.
Well, I think that our philosophy at Bonaventure is very much one of getting out there and working with people. Our students should be out there adding value to people's lives.
So the SBU Entrepreneurship Center in the School of Business, just so that everybody understands exactly how it works, if you're a business major, you are part of the center, or how does that come to be?
Really, the center is open for the entire university. It's housed here, but you know, we're a small school, so we get to know everybody. So we have a lot of different people involved. We have biology majors. We have healthcare majors. The idea is that this is a sense of creating an entrepreneurial community. So we try to work on the community, and then we expand the community out. Then we bring our community forth, our alumni, and then we work the community of Olean. So if you can think of it sort of like it's a bunch of communities, we try to pull it together. And our students tend to like that, and they tend to really become part of that solution. I think one thing we do really well here, though, we start with a service. So all these students that you see surrounding us today, they do tons of projects. And they do it for free. They just do it because they love doing it. Riley, you're actually working on a company, is it Cricket?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. Now, this is not a local company, but it's a fascinating company.
Yeah, so we're working with a protein powder company where he's out of Springville, New York. And he solely raises crickets and then uses their bodies and creates protein powder, creates bars, like protein bars, protein cookies. He's getting into like the dog food, dog treat sector. So we're kind of just helping him branch into different sectors, marketing-wise, helping with financial stuff and just kind of getting his name out there.
Crickets.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have my protein shake in the morning, I might be eating crickets.
Crickets, the best type of protein, yeah.
So Riley, we talked about how this isn't even part of a class. Why are you part of this program and what are you getting out of it?
I think being involved in something that you want to voluntarily put yourself in is probably like the best hands-on work. And I think finding this hands-on experience in college is not easy. So somewhere where that's open to you, no matter your grade, no matter your major, is something really important. And I think like the work that you get is something that you can't necessarily learn in a classroom. So it's a very important aspect for me.
I'm Frank Trevisani. I'm a junior finance major. Right now I'm working on my New York State business competition pitch. My company is TT Organic, and we just pretty much offer natural products available to men and women. So
this is a company that's actually in existence now.
Yes, I run it out of my dorm room.
I'm Adarsh Paul Singh. I'm an MBA student here, graduate student. I want to do like something with the restaurant industry. And Professor Palmer and Tom Cullen helped me a lot with it. Last year, we won a regionals competition in Buffalo. My restaurant was Fast Casual Indian Restaurant. And
Fast Casual Indian?
Yes, like Chipotle for Indian food.
So, yeah, yes, bring it.
We bought a location, and now that location is in Corning. We're going to start out when I get done with college.
Awesome. So I'm going to go around the room. I want each of you to give me one word that describes Dr. Palmer. We'll start right here.
I might need a minute to think. Genuine.
I would say opportunity.
Enthusiastic.
Direct.
Caring, involved.
That's two words.
Involved.
Involved. Good looking. That's technically a hyphenated word, but I'm going to go with it.
You're going to go with it. Well, Dr. Palmer, thank you so much for introducing us to the future leaders of our world. I could have chatted with those students all day, but apparently education is important, and they had to get to class. So I circled back with Tom Cullen instead to hear his thoughts on their big ideas.
A few years ago, we had a couple students who were looking for a project to work on in our entrepreneurship class, and they ended up on a coffee idea, and this was one of the ideas that I threw to them. They loved coffee.
Who doesn't?
And 72% of people have had coffee in the last 24 hours, so they really dug into those kind of numbers, And they went all over the Western New York visiting roasters and visiting cafes and trying to figure out, hey, what is a coffee company? What's the need? What are the problems that we're trying to solve? We put that idea on the shelf for a while. Right after our first accelerator cohort, we were able to say, hey, I think it's time to start this company. And that's when I joined with Steve McLean and we started Rocket Cup.
You mentioned the word accelerator.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
When COVID-19 started, we were only about 6 months old in our entrepreneurship center. We knew we had to help that community.
Mm.
And we started a three-month business boot camp for local businesses. It's a culmination of all the things that I've learned and a lot of other entrepreneurs have learned in how to run a business, how to work on your business instead of in your business. And it's something that's really important to build a growing, thriving, successful, sustainable business. We were able to do that with local businesses. So far, we've run it with 30 businesses. It's added hundreds of jobs and locations and really had a big impact on the local economy.
One of the coolest ideas to come out of the Accelerator program? That coffee venture we mentioned earlier. When we come back, Tom takes us over to check out Rocket Cup Coffee right after this snapshot of Olean history.
It's the 1920s. Flappers are dancing, jazz is jumping, and booze? Well, it's illegal. Welcome to Olean, New York, a quiet town with a not-so-quiet reputation. Thanks to its prime backroad route between Chicago and New York City, Olean earned the nickname Little Chicago. Yep, that's Chicago. The one Al Capone called home. Turns out Uncle Al made a few secret stops in Olean during Prohibition, ducking through tunnels beneath hotels, popping up in speakeasies like JoJo's Cafe, and vanishing into North Olean with help from friendly locals. Police Chief Jack Dempsey didn't mess with Capone unless laws were broken inside city limits. So as long as you played it cool, Olean was a safe haven in the wild world of bootlegging. Is this fact? Legend? Probably a little of both. But one thing's for sure, when the nation went dry, Olean got a little spirited.
Welcome back to Tapestry, where I'm continuing my conversation with Tom Cullen.
Hi, welcome to Rocket Cup. What can I get for you today?
What is the most famous lunch sandwich that you have?
Definitely our Cataragus Caprese.
I will take one of those. I would love to try a large coffee.
Okay.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome to Rocket Cup.
Thank you very much. This is really your happen for your lunch business.
Come on over, have a seat.
All right, okay. So that's let's good. Pay for that. Tom, talk to me about how Rocket Cup Coffee came to be.
We started Rocket Cup Coffee with a mission. Before we even knew exactly what we were going to do, we started with a mission. The mission is to revitalize communities across the world. That's the one constant that we've always had, and we always will as long as we're a business. How we're going to do that is through coffee. Coffee touches everyone. From the poorest neighborhoods to the wealthiest people.
How do you make that connection?
There's a few different ways. The first one is we lean in heavily to human connection. And human connections happen in spaces. So when we opened up our first cafe in Cataragus, we saw that happening. And when there was an opportunity to open up the cafe that we're sitting in right now in Olean, it's a space that was revitalized and in a space that we knew, hey, we have to come in here and create this community space for this area.
Talk to me a little bit about how you do give back to the community. Like right now you have a Bonnie's Blend. Tell me about Bonnie's Blend.
We knew that we wanted to do something that would give back to the school. We also love the logo. We bleed brown and white. And so we went through the process to get licensing so we could create a Bonnie's Blend. And we launched that just a few weeks ago. The best part about the Bonnie's Blend is a big portion of the proceeds mm-hmm. goes back to the school. And that is a big selling point to our customers. They know that the coffee that they were going to drink anyway, probably about 5 cents for every sip of coffee that they take goes back to the school. So here, I'm going to take a sip so I can give 5 cents back to the school.
I'll do the same thing. Ready? Here we go.
There you go.
That's so good. Have you done this with other organizations as well?
Not yet.
Okay. So it's a brand, it's like a pilot thing. But I can see this branching out to help other organizations throughout Western New York or certainly in the Olean area.
I'll just say that we have big dreams and we have a lot of conversations that we're having right now mm-hmm. to take this to other parts of Western New York, but really even a lot bigger than that. So
tell me about the roastery.
Yeah. Well, to start with the roastery, I have to tell you about the beans. We source our beans from farms in mostly in South America right now, mm-hmm. but these farms are the most incredible farms. Think the fine wine of coffee. That's what we're doing. So they're hand-picked beans. They actually pick them off of their cherries. Coffee comes in a cherry, just like a cherry that you would spit the pit out. The pit is your coffee bean. So they're hand-picked when they're perfect. Mm-hmm. And then they're dried, and they turn that coffee into green coffee. They put it in a burlap sack that you might have seen. They ship it up to us, and we hold it at our roastery until we're ready to roast. All coffee is graded, and our coffee is 80 and above. So it's like an 83 to 85 grading. And, you know, maybe other places that you've heard of are in the 30s in terms of grading that you might have driven through on your way here.
Dark water.
And so it's just different.
Yeah.
Like, it's a different product, sure. And we focus only on the specialty high-end coffee.
Okay.
So we've never lost a coffee tasting. But you know why? Because we buy better beans, and then we craft roast each blend.
Where exactly is your roastery located?
It's in Cattaraugus, New York.
All right. So we might need to be visiting Cattaraugus.
We have to be visiting Cattaraugus. It is a true success story recently in terms of revitalization.
And not just your roastery. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. Since we opened up our doors, about 5 businesses have opened in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the revitalization that we're talking about as a company. We have the ability to have that effect because people are coming, they're seeing activity, they're seeing things going on. People want to invest in things that are successful and are growing. And that's what we're seeing.
How have you seen sort of the business circle here, we're right here in a traffic circle, grow in Olean as a result of the work done at St. Bonaventure and the work that you do, a very intimate work that you do with business owners in the community?
On any given day, I'm talking to at least one of them in order to help each other out. They're helping me out. I'm helping them out. And that's not just me. They're helping each other out. And that is how we create this community that can grow and thrive. It's just like any affinity group. When you get together, you can go farther. Mm-hmm. And as entrepreneurs, a lot of times we feel alone. And this is an opportunity to not feel alone and to feel that community. And that's what it comes back to at the end of the day, is that community. We're able to revitalize this area because of the entrepreneurial community that we're creating.
Do you ever regret your decision of leaving Chicago?
Never. Not once.
It's emotional for you.
I moved here, and the best thing that I got to do is meet my wife. Mm. And so everybody asked that question. When you left Chicago, what do you miss? And I actually thought I'd miss the food a lot more than I do. Buffalo has great restaurants. We're in Buffalo a lot. There's lots of great restaurants all over. But the community of entrepreneurs in Chicago was amazing. Well, guess what? We created that community here. So we have it. And so I believe that you can do this anywhere. in the world, and that's what we're trying to do.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time with me.
Thank you. Thanks for coming to Racket Cup.
Absolutely. In our final segment of Tapestry, we explore a uniquely whimsical public art project. That's up next, right after this. Welcome back to Tapestry. It's time to talk public art by celebrating one of Olean's most beloved creatures. The city is dotted with dozens of custom-painted, 4.5-foot-tall fiberglass squirrels. Let's take a tour with Belle Martinelli from the Olean Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, Belle, here we are on a very chilly spring day, but that is okay. And we're in Lincoln Park,
yes.
In Olean, mm-hmm. Right here, kind of in the center of town.
Yeah, very, very center.
These bright, bold, and wonderfully whimsical sculptures are part of The Woodland in the City, a one-of-a-kind public art project. The idea took root through the creativity and community spirit of Amy and Bob Sherburn, along with their friends Mark Barta and Evelyn Penman. Together, they envisioned a way to bring art into public spaces, celebrating Olean's natural beauty while adding a playful spark of joy to everyday life.
So this is our newest squirrel, Forrest Nutterman.
Forrest Nutterman,
yes.
Okay.
So his artist, Char, was working with a publication a few years ago, and she was doing a story on the squirrels as well.
Yeah?
And, you know, Amy and her had become really good friends, and Amy said, hey, you want to design a squirrel? So Forrest Nutterman has been in the works for about 3 years, I believe.
Look at the detail.
I know, so these are real pine cones that she casted and covered.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She is a huge forester, huge hippie, so, you know, he's got his ear pierced.
I even love how at the bottom, I mean, it looks like the ground, right?
Yeah,
like there's
he's
a little
got his
dirt
little
his
shovel.
Oh man, he's adorable.
I know.
And he's got little packets of flowers and stuff in his pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a bee on his nose.
The bee is my favorite part.
You say you've gotten as high as how many? 30?
So there have been 34 created.
Okay.
There's 28 or 29 on display, I believe. Some of them have since been retired or they're in the shop for work.
Okay, yeah.
Unfortunately, we had Nutty-O St. Nick is the chamber squirrel. Oh. He was in front of our office a few years ago, mm-hmm. and he was hit by a car, damaged a little bit. So he's being repaired. He's going out
okay, good.
Soon. Phew. We have to figure out where he's going next, but he'll
yes.
be back.
Oh my goodness.
So this is Lady Justice. I believe she has been recasted. I don't know if it was because the elements got to her,
mm-hmm.
but.
She's got the scales.
Yeah.
Look at her feet with the little claws.
I know.
She's beautiful.
I know. Yeah, I think she's one of the ones I loved most when I was a kid.
Very cool. Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, like you've seen other cities do this, right? I think it was actually started in Chicago
yeah.
originally, not with squirrels, but with other animals. And in Buffalo, you know, we had the buffaloes, and I know up in Toronto they had the moose.
Okay.
So, you know, in other cities they've had horses. The variety of designs was really interesting to me, and I wanted to find out more about the process of the artists and how they went about deciding on the design for their squirrel.
So each squirrel actually has their own little story, unique twist. A lot of them are sponsored by local businesses, and the local business meets with a local artist and they say, hey, they kind of work together and say, this is, you know, the vision we want to bring to life. So a lot of different businesses have squirrels displayed that are kind of pertaining to their business.
Can you give me an example of a couple?
Yeah, so I believe it's the Armory down on Constitution. They have a squirrel out there, and he's a pretty popular one, A Night to Remember. So he's got his, um, he He's got his shield, his sword, his armory on. And there is also Sparky, who is up at Eaton Cooper Power Systems, and he's like, he's got his safety hat and his safety goggles and all of his tools.
Super cool. Well, I love that it's all local artists. What's it been like for the local artists to be a part of this project?
Well, I don't want to speak for them, but I, you know, would imagine it's been a great experience. One of the squirrels, I believe, is in for repairs right now, but Dan Brown, who is an art teacher and a tech teacher at the Olean High School, I don't know how long ago it was, but I believe he worked on it with his students. I know there was another art teacher from Allegheny who worked on a squirrel with her students. So I think it's, for the local community, it's more inclusive of everybody.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the tour, and I can't wait to come back and enjoy and find all of the squirrels.
Yeah, and I mean, again, we're working on a new map. We have a couple old...
That's it for this episode of Tapestry. I can't wait to come back and explore more of Olean. Clearly, a trip to Cattaraugus and Rocket Cup Roastery and their speakeasy is a given. And their annual river rafting and kayaking event, Float the Allegheny, sounds like a blast. Next week, we explore the Tapestry of Medina, including the history of sandstone, the Railroad Museum, and Bent's Opera House, a shining example of Main Street revitalization. Be sure to catch us right here on BTPM NPR and wherever you get your podcasts. Tapestry is a production of Buffalo Toronto Public Media. I'm your host, Lynn Bader. Thanks for listening.